RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Fury, now playing in area theaters.
World War II films from 50 years ago are clean. They gloss over the dirt, mud, sweat, and fear in favor of esprit de corps and the red, white, and blue. The boys chasing Nazis through France and Germany always looked remarkably fresh and shaved, even though they were in the middle of bullets, fire, and most of all, mud. Fury may be the first time audiences witness the reality inside an armored division, and who better to take us inside an M4 Sherman tank in April 1945 than director David Ayer, a filmmaker known for intense reality and authenticity. Not as claustrophobic as the submarines from Das Boot or even Crimson Tide, the tank crew has opportunities to pop in and out at will. Yet, when five brothers in arms surge with the adrenaline only afforded to those in combat, the inside of a tank feels a lot different when there is a superior enemy tank pointed directly at you with armor-piercing, high incendiary shells. The M4 Sherman tanks of the 2nd Armored Division rolling across Germany were completely outgunned by the German Tiger tanks. The Shermans had mobility on their side, but tanks are not the vehicle that pops into my head when I consider mobility. April 1945 is also a time when the U.S. Army is running short on manpower. Post D-Day and post Battle of the Bulge, when you run out of veterans, you get Private Norman Ellison, played by Logan Lerman. Norman has been in the Army 8 whole weeks, trained as a typist, and has never seen the inside of a tank. Sergeant Don War Daddy Collier, played by Brad Pitt, has commanded his tank Fury and the 4 other souls on board for years, since the ground war in North Africa. Norman is his replacement for one of his crusty, battle-hardened veterans whose luck finally ran out, and Norman could not be any different from his new crewmates. The Fury's tank crew are more mud and grime than men. They haven't seen a shower or a proper razor in months, and their eyes are bloodshot with a 1,000-yard stare. Norman doesn't even have dirt underneath his squeaky clean fingernails. Focused on a section of World War II frequently skimmed over by filmmakers who prefer to jump to Berlin, Fury follows a tank crew whose job is to clear town after town full of Nazi fanatics who would fight to the death rather than surrender, and terrified civilians forced to fight by the SS, mostly children. The action scenes display stark realism. Bullets rip apart limbs, the sounds of tank shells scream across fields, and our heroes are exhausted zombies. The crew's fighting prowess and stamina place them in the hero category in some circles, but in others they are uncivilized, as men can get who are shattered by endless war. War Daddy must initiate Norman very quickly into tank life, because the entire crew relies on each other. There is no room for a weak link in the tank. Rather than accept Norman as one of their own, the other tank rats resent the new intruder and inflict a sort of hazing ritual on the newbie. Gunner Boyd Bible Swan, played by Shia LaBeouf, is just as happy to try and save your soul as he is to fire a 76mm shell down the throat of the enemy. Driver Trini Gordo Garcia is a Mexican-American, clearly uncomfortable that a kid who doesn't believe in killing now guards his flank. Finally, the loader, Grady Coonass Travis, played by Joe Bernthal, slithered out of a southern swamp and is as unpleasant a man as there can be to be around. The Fury tank crew, who we are told has been together for years and operates from muscle memory, spends just as much time bickering and fighting amongst themselves as focused on the mission at hand. The film's second act, after the initial action salvo and before the climax, takes place in a just liberated German town. The men get some very rare hours off and spend them drinking looted alcohol and conducting some mid-grade sexual harassment. War Daddy takes Norman and commandeers the apartment of 2 attractive females and attempt to enjoy some forced civilization, including a hot meal and stunted conversation. The other boys don't take kindly to this charade and act like complete jackasses. In such a tight and intimate setting as the inside of a tank, the audience must like and identify with the crew. I detested some of them. It is challenging to root for the good guy when you are sneering at him instead, wishing he would step on an errant mine. However, World War II was not the realm of saints. David Ayer's script shows the good, the bad, and the ugly. He does not airbrush out the warts. Director of photography, Roman Vazhenov, employs a minimalist approach. He follows the action on a choreographed dolly for wide shots that show a different story than today's handheld, in-your-face digital cameras. The light is natural. If it's dark and drizzly, then that's what we see. Brad Pitt isn't lit up like the Messiah. He's just another grunt trying to make it through the day. Descending from the macro-strategic level down into the belly of the beast where the tracked vehicle meets the road, Fury shows the audience a facet of World War II we have never seen before. We've seen D-Day, the Battle of the Bulge, the war in the skies against the Luftwaffe, and even Monuments Men running across Europe chasing cultural artifacts. Fury is an acute and bitter look at men asked to do more than their fair share in an environment as much a tomb as an offensive war weapon. David Ayer shows us a harsh and violent reality and a reminder that words in a history book will never convey just how hard it is to slog through the mud and then fight a battle. That is why I give Fury a very high 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Fury is rated R, now playing at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.